Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Andy Stefanovich about his experience as an entrepreneur. Andy is the owner and CEO of Play. He founded Play in 1990 to help companies generate breakthrough ideas and reinvent the way they work. His clients include a wide range of Fortune 500 companies, including Harley-Davidson, Mattel, Ford, and Target. Andy is a visiting professor at the Darden Business School and periodically instructs at the Center for Creative Leadership. He is a Miami alumnus, having graduated in 1988 with a degree in organizational behavior. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Leslie. Glad to be here.
To start us out this afternoon, can you tell us a bit about how you decided to start your own business?
How I decided to start my own business. I think it actually started me, would be a better way of putting it. And I think I use that term only in the fact that at 24 years old and 2 years out of Miami, I really didn't have a deep strategy and a business plan or any venture money on starting a business. I only had an understanding of what I had seen and been exposed to. And having had a dad work for 48 years at General Motors, I got to see a lot and got to see a lot of what he experienced as a business person. And I think what inspired me to start a business was I always thought when I would travel with him or be at events with him or meetings with him or just meeting his colleagues that business could use an elevated lift around, I guess, maybe some real honest and raw approaches to business, which in my mind was a way of just thinking about business differently and actually imagination and creativity were kind of at the core of that. Just imagine if business could be more imaginative, more creative, more innovative every day, and not just in product, but in all aspects. And I think that's kind of what inspired me 15 years ago, was just saying changes in businesses are good and business can actually be better. And it was just a deep, emotive, visceral response to, I think business can be better and why not do something about it?
Okay. And within that, you just said you'd only been out of Miami for 2 years. What were the skills that were important to you as an entrepreneur?
The skills that were important to me as an entrepreneur, having been out 2 years, were, I think, my first business experience outside of Miami was I went to work at the Ritz-Carlton. I was going to be a general manager. My goal was to be in the management training and to be a young general manager, but why I went to the Ritz-Carlton more than anything was to learn about service and taking care of people. And they had just won the Malcolm Baldrige Award, recognized as one of the best servicing companies in the world. And I know that that's one of our value propositions as a business. We are, more than anything, a business that prides itself on servicing people. And if you can take care of people and service them better than the next, that is a differentiator that a lot of people forget about. And they think about it only in the context of a restaurant or a hotel, but it should be thought about in context of every business environment you walk into. I think that's one. And the second one was my father gave us a really great insight in saying, when I said, you know, what do we do? I mean, I have to make sure we make this business work. And he said, just practice the AFM business model. And the AFM business model is anything for money, which means don't say no. Let your customer dictate where your business should go by the kind of request they give you. And build a business around those kind of requests, because that's what the market's asking for. And I think what too many people do is they build a business plan and get venture money, and they really haven't gotten a sense for in a point of view around what the market's asking for. They're a bit fooling themselves, and I don't think we've ever done that. We've just kind of listened and followed suit and build our business around the needs of the market. I think that's more than anything what we did was just listen really well.
Okay, so kind of to piggyback on that, how important is a business plan when you start?
I think a business plan has been overinflated in terms of its importance, but it at the same time has a very deep importance. And what I mean overinflated is because a lot of people actually use that as they believe that a good business plan and some funding behind that business plan are the success. Well, I very much discount both those things if in fact the person's deep desire and passion isn't more glorified and more empowered than the business plan and the funding. And a lot of people talk about the business plan and the funding as being their ace in the hole. And I think part of the flawed bubble burst of the .com was the fact that people relied on those too much and not the person behind them. A business plan also, and on the other side of the coin, can serve as a nice guide and a nice kind of set of parameters. And what you're doing as a young entrepreneur, even as a seasoned business person, is you're always looking for guides to keep you in context of the business you should be in, and so you don't deviate too far. And play very much has three or four times over the course of 15 years deviated too far from the path of what our core business was. And with a more formal business plan, we would have probably not done that. We now, 15 years later, do have a very strong business plan with a business strategy that talks about our lines of business. It just keeps us just tight enough so we don't lose our focus, but loose enough that we can adapt to market needs.
Do you recommend that students have some practical work experience before attempting to start their own business?
I'm not sure what you mean by practical work experience, but if you mean should they be working within a business and understand what a business does and what it acts like and feels like every day before they start their own, without question, my biggest recommendation for young pioneering entrepreneurs is for them to go sample and taste as many types of businesses as they can, from a professional services firm that sits in a cubicle to a lawn care company that's out in the field to a laundromat. Variety is more important than the type of job. If I'm interviewing someone and looking to hire them, I want to see that in a short amount of time, they experimented with as many things as possible around business and what business is supposed to be, and didn't go after the high paying and high exposure and high cachet internship that says, I got this internship and so I'm ready for you. I think that kind of experience is a lot more important than an MBA or very high cachet type of job experience, or I should say internship. It's exposure and variety that's most important, so that you have seen and know how to sense make of all types of businesses. Too many people come into the world a bit one-dimensional in terms of their exposure before starting a business, and I think just variety of experience is most important.
I know that starting your own business seems to be one of the ways of not having to go into the job market. Every once in a while we'll hear that. So it sounds like what you're recommending is getting as much experience in as many different things as possible for that understanding.
No question, and especially during your formative college years of internships and having a bit of the liberty and flexibility of being able to do those kind of things is where you can do it. I was, during my college career, I had my own lawn care, mowing service, snow removal service. I was a security guard at a GM plant. I sold cars. I lifeguarded. I washed boats. I collected beer cans and sold them. I can't even count on 30 hands the number of things I did over the course of probably 8 years high school and college. What it all did was it set me up for having a broad construct and context of what business is, whether very small, very big, or and you get to learn and observe a lot. And I think that's just critical. It's absolutely critical.
Andy, what are some of the failures that you encountered in starting your business, and what did you learn from them?
That's a very broad question for an entrepreneur who scraps and claws every day just for survival. But I think generally the theme of the most traditional kind of failure that you see or that I've seen is going outside of the focus of your work and being too exploratory around things that aren't within your core and taking you off track. And secondly, I think that is a business strategy. But then secondly, it's a singular person, I think it's a focus as a company and as an individual.
Okay.
And my role within the company needs to be crystal clear and focused every day as well, just as well and along with the company strategy. But I think anytime you're misguided, it's by virtue of doing those two things not very well.
Okay. Andy, what piece of advice do you wish you had before you started your own business?
What piece of advice would be to stick to your knitting, learn how to live very frugally, and be ready and prepared for that. And I think to find and create a network of people earlier on that can act as your almost personal board of directors. If I would have had that personal board of directors early on, it would have been a lot easier for me. But I'm now just 15 years later creating that, so I would actually go about creating a personal board of directors very early on.
Great. Andy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate your time, and go Redhawks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.